Oh man, oh man, oh man. It's state championship time. We already got one victory already today against on Wilson Prep defeats a tough Covarian community team, but more on that after this break. Hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline. Who got cut? Who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete some without even trying. You want a championship? You gotta grind. When them bright lights shine and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why who got fine. Prime. Time got the game statistics. I could say if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
Welcome to another edition of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones, and this show is sponsored by Siobhan Joyner, the independent paparazzi. Visit her website at paparazziaccessories.com. Search her login. Well, not login, but her website number is hashtag 142970. Siobhan is an independent business owner at Paparazzi. Visit her website for fun, fabulous, nickel, and lead-free accessories to avoid allergic reactions. And trust me, my wife gets them because I apparently seen something the other day that she had on. I asked her what she got it from. Said she got it from Siobhan off of Paparazzi. So there you go. And hey, and they're lead free and no allergic reactions, because if there was, I would have known by now. Reactions and interested in working with her or interested in purchasing or even being an owner, you know, a product, her availability is available. Anytime you want to come up, show up, she'll make herself flexible to make sure she comes through, show you whatever you need to know and whatever you want to like to have and possibly create a party from that. Use the promo code RawMind. Promo code RawMind. You'll get a 15% discount on her showing up flexibility hours. Visit her website, Paparazzi, PARAZZIACCESSORIES.com. Remember, search the code and 142975. All right. It's a great show. We're going to have some things going on here today. We're going to talk about the state championships, but we're going to also definitely talk about one that's already had a final, and that's right now my show, T. Wilson Prep gets victory with 0.6 seconds left, three-peats as state champs. Man, you talking about a phenomenal run. You know, we talk about teams that have been – usually getting their dynasties, you know, with Farm Central, with Tarver Football. Now we got Wilson Prep that is here. And Leslie Mentor goes to the line and ices three free throws. That's right. He ices three free throws at the line. 0.6 seconds left in the game to win the state championship. Can't ask for a better ending. Can't ask for a better victor. Two teams, two great teams playing against each other, play against each other very tough, and they find a way to get it done. Shout out to Coach. I call him Lil Act. Definitely going to interview him. I'm probably going to have the three trophies there now because he got three of them to have and his rings when they come in, but I'm quite sure I got the three trophies. I can sit down. We have our sit down. Can't wait to see him next week and talk to him and get in more detail about his career, his life, his calling on coaching, because he's been doing a phenomenal job since he's been there. And, of course, the MVP of the game was none other than Mr. Benjamin Ferguson. Some people call him Smiley on my feed on Instagram when I did the interview with him. But congratulations, Wilson Prep three-peats. Can't ask for more. They got more to come, I'm quite sure. Shout out to Coach Act for getting another victory. Now I'm going to go into this game right here, the 2:30 game. Actually, I don't have it up here, but it's a 2:30 game, Wake Forest University, North Pitt versus East Burke. East Burke is led by Braylon Stillwell at 22.8 points a game, Karen Brinkland at 14.9 points a game, and you already know the rest on this side. Braylon Stillwell is shooting from the field, 57%. That's right, she's shooting from the field, 57%. North Pitt, of course, is led by Tamara Jones, 25 points a game, Jordan Speller, 17 points a game, Keandre, I didn't wrote it wrong. I'm sorry. I call it KL, was 10 points a game. Let me tell you something, people. East Burke has a great record. But the regular season for me, when I look at this, I'm about to get, this is about to be raw thoughts. This is about to be raw thoughts. When I look at this team, regardless, I don't think they played the level of talent and the level of caliber teams that North Pitt has played. And I'm not saying this in a mean way, in an unbiased way. I'm saying this because it's the truth. When I look at this team, I look at the stats here. Here we go. The losing record teams for East Burton they played against. They played against South Caldwell, 10-16. Patton, 3-22. Drone, 9-17. Patton, 3-22 this year on the overall season. Drone is 9-17. Regardless, I'm quite sure people have down season, but this isn't about like bashing those teams. I'm just saying the teams that they're playing against. Newton Conover, 8-18. Lincolnton, 5-20. West Caldwell, 1-22. So the first team was South Caldwell at 10-16, I'm going to say. West Caldwell was 1-22. But when you look at that, the regular season, you'll say, they ain't played nobody. They ain't played nobody. But they had to prove themselves in the playoffs. So I'm going to give them a little shout-out. East Burton had to prove themselves in the playoffs because they started playing teams that had some winning records. They played against Asbury, 24-5, Salisbury, 28, East Rutherford, 27-3, Lincoln Charter, 25-6. And I don't know if they played anybody or not because I haven't really checked their schedule, but their records, you know, they always say stuff on paper is just what stuff on paper is, raw thoughts. But the only team, the first round of the playoffs, they played against Monroe, that was 11-16. So this team has had quite a season, but dominated the entire regular season because on paper, these teams right here losing a lot of games on, they were pretty much dominated. When I look at these games, they were pure team blowouts. So the teams they were playing really weren't that good in the regular season, majority of them. Playoff time, they start figuring out, playing a few teams. Maybe that was good. This North Pitt team has played a tough schedule this season. I'm want to say raw thoughts off my mind, but I ain't looking at that schedule. I'm quite sure North Pitt's strength of schedule or schedule was a lot tougher than East Burke's. East Burke ain't seen what they about to see Saturday at 2:30 at Wake Forest. I'm telling you, what I said before and what I've been saying all season, all season during the playoffs, I got North Pitt winning it all, sending Zamaria Jones on a great farewell tour. Her and Jordan Speller, one Mike Tyson, one Muhammad Ali, they coming out swinging, and they coming out punching, and they respect all, fear none. And this East Burke team hasn't seen a team like North Pitt yet this season. They haven't seen a team like North Pitt this season. And they don't know what they about to catch. They about to catch some heat, some hits, some punches, some body blows, some chins, uppercuts, whatever it is. But this North Pitt team is ready to bring it back to Bethel. They are ready to bring it back to Bethel. We're going to see how good East Burke is. I'll be shocked. Raw thoughts of East Burke beating North Pitt. I'll be shocked. But I'm going to tell you now. Coach Pittman got these girls rolling, and their eyes are definitely at the moment right now. And this is Friday. This show's been recorded Friday before the state championship game tomorrow. And their eyes are definitely on the prize. And trust me, we got plenty more time to see what North Pitt going to do after this year. But I'm telling you now, state championship is going back to Bethel. Those are my raw thoughts. East Burke, you had a good season. Schedule, whatever, blah, blah, blah. People are saying up and down. Blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about this game right here for the marbles. You ain't seen no players like you've seen, but you what you're about to see, 2:30 at Wake Forest, Joel Coliseum tomorrow, this season. You ain't seen it. You ain't seen it. And I'm saying this with the rawest, serious face I got. You ain't seen this, what you about to see tomorrow. But good luck to you, coaches, everybody, players. But that's just my raw thoughts and my opinion. Now it's the rematch of last year's state championship, Farmer Central versus Reedsville. And let me see where I put my thing at. Oh, here we go. All right, raw thoughts. So, you know, we already know Farmer Central led by MJ, Hampton Evans, Tyler Whitehurst. Reedsville's left led by sophomore Kendre Harrison, averaging 19.4 points a game. Sophomore Deontay Neal, averaging 19.1 points a game. Junior Johnny Sharp, averaging 17.8 points a game. Points per game. And a lot of people already said already, who can beat Reedsville? They look like Superman. They look invincible. They look unstoppable. They can't be stopped. They just look like they can put a huge scoring from double digit scoring from at least 6-7 players. What they say? What they say? I will say this about Reeseville before I get into my thing. Shout out to Reeseville, man. Reeseville is dominant in football, and right now it looks like they're dominant in basketball in the West. They're dominant in both sports. They're going to the state championship in both sports. Can't do nothing but respect the athletes and the kids and the student athletes there at Reeseville. I'll say that. I'll say that. They're doing something very, very cool and raw thoughts from multiple sports, going to state championships in multiple sports, especially back-to-back sports, and also with guys who play football, playing basketball, helping those guys get to state championship. Because some of those guys had to wait till football season was over to get back on the court, and they were some of their key players that was playing football that are back on the basketball team now. I got to give them a shout-out for that. But now this Farmville Central team has been here. Yes, Farmville Central and Reeseville met up this season, actually, on 12-28. Reeseville defeats them in the Wall Invitational by 10 points, 76-66. But that's a different game. I don't know if people were focused, won't focus. It was Christmas tournament. Who knows? I'm quite sure Farmville Central knew that Reeseville was probably ready for that game to get their lick back during Christmas time. But that game is Wall Invitational where all the elite athletes are there, which is a big, huge tournament. No question. But now we got that out the way. It's state championship time. It's the North Carolina Athletic Association High School State Championship time. And they're playing at 5 o'clock tomorrow at Joel Arena, Wake Forest University. Coliseum, Joel Coliseum. I really think that Farmville Central has had, regardless, they respect all their opponents and played all their opponents because they had to get to this matchup. But I've been calling this for the last 3 or 4 podcasts. I expect a rematch at Reeseville and Farmer Central. We're getting that. We're getting that right now. And I'm here to tell you now, if you don't think Farmer Central had this game on their calendar since they lost to them in the Wall Tournament, even though they beat them last year in the state championship, this game right here is a little different. This game is going to be intense and seriously focus, probably one of the best games in the state championships the entire tournament. Because I feel like North Pitt going to beat the brakes off of Eastburg. North Mecklenburg is a team that's after the Farmer Central and Reeseville game that I'm liking to watch. Isaiah Evans is a stone cold killer, which I'm going to be in the arena and I'm going to be able to get these interviews and get them out to you guys. Live footage and coverage from me, Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts, Raw Mind Sports. But if you don't think MJ Williams is not ready for this game, if you don't think Hampton Evans is not ready for this game, those assassins and Chris Hot Light Rose coming off the bench with Tyler Whitehurst and Moy going out with a bang before he ready to go fulfill his college football duties. And Coach Williford is not intense and ready for this game right here. We're going to have to get him an extra uniform because I know he's been pumped up since last night or probably since they beat the guys Wednesday. So he's going to need 2 or 3 suits because I know he's gonna be pouring out sweat. He's gonna be ready. He's gonna be that intense. But this game here is what every high school fan in North Carolina want to see in two-way basketball. Farmer Central versus Reeseville. And I'm gonna tell you now, the Farmer Central Jaguars are gonna be the only team this season that's gonna beat the Reeseville Jaguars, Reeseville Rams, because they're undefeated. But the Reeseville Rams this season might have that Tom Brady, Randy Moss syndrome. Got in the feet the whole year and then find a way to do something there. But I'm going to tell you now, every inch, every point is going to matter in this game. Turnovers will matter in this game. Opportunities, extra opportunities will matter in this game. That's who's going to bring somebody. That's who's going to pretty much be victorious. But I feel like Farmer Central is ready for this moment right here on this stage. They beat them last year. They lost to them in the Wall Invitational. They have been waiting to play them again. Farmer Central probably knew they was getting back. Reeseville had a tough game last game. But I can assure you, whoo! Jaguars, can it be fair to say we know they've been here year after year? After year, after year, after year, after year, after year. Pitt County is bringing it back home. And the former Central Jaguars will defeat Reeseville. Reeseville will be back around. This could be another rematch of next year. I say that too. This could be another rematch of next year because Reeseville is young. You know, sophomores, two sophomores lead them in scoring. So they got two more years with these guys, Kendre Harris and Deonte Neal. And they got a junior coming back. So they'll have these three, their three leading scorers at the very moment will be back next season. So we could possibly see this rematch again. All health to everybody staying healthy and well. But the former student Jaguars are built for this game here. Everything they've done in the summer, all the hard work, all the practices, all the intense practices, all the intense games, just like any other team, I get it. Every other team does the same thing. But every other team don't get to the state championship every single year either, do they? They don't have a consistency rate of getting there. Some teams can get there 1 out of 4 years. Some teams get there 1 out of 20 years. Some teams can get there back-to-back-to-back win or lose because they have a consistent culture in their program to allow them to get back over and over and over. And that's what the Farmers and Jaguars have. Reeseville looks like they're on their way to it, but it's still TBD, to be determined. Farmers Central wins this game. With that being said, those are my raw thought picks. Farmers Central Jaguars and North Pitt bring it back to the 252 for them is the Pitt County. So with that being said, you already know what time it is. Those are my picks. Can't wait to see everybody tomorrow. Get my interviews in. Be able to give live coverage. Bring it back to these feeds. Make sure you follow me on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. I'm on all podcast platforms. Get ready for a great one tomorrow. This show was recorded the day before the state championship. So people who do look at this late or the algorithms or the SEO messes them up, you know this game, this was predicted. This show was done before the state championship, a day before. With that being said, y'all already know what time it is. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.